Okay, we're going to convene the April 20, 2022 meeting of the KPFT Finance Committee. Call the meeting to order. I'll read the agenda and ask for its approval, and we'll go from there. We need to elect a secretary, and I believe we have a volunteer for that. Approve the agenda. We have convened expecting to hear the business manager's report. Sandy has a call out to her to see if she's on her way, so to speak. She could also discuss current financials and the ultimate result of the last fund drive. Discussion of any possible cost-saving measures, and she indicated that she would have a first draft of the 2023 budget. Set the next meeting date, well, discuss whatever she brings us, set the next meeting date and adjourn. Any objection? Well, that's the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Any objections?
Not necessary. Can we just, let's just go on.
I can't understand. Ted, I can't understand. Are you objecting or no?
I'm saying we don't need to approve the agenda. We can just move on.
We're going to do it anyway. We just approved it by acclamation. Susan, you volunteered to, serve as secretary. Sandy, have you heard from Markeisha?
I'm texting with her now. Give me a second.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, perhaps it would be appropriate to ask whether anyone else would like to be secretary. I am willing to do so.
Do we have any other volunteers? I take it by your silence.
So I assume I've been elected.
By silent acclamation.
Adriana?
Hi, Adriana.
Hi. Mr. Chair, I have a question. You said that Markeisha told you that she would have a first draft of the 2023 KPFT budget, right?
Yes, you were on the call. You were at that meeting when we discussed setting this meeting. Yes, ma'am.
What I'm asking is because obviously you set this meeting with her because we scheduled this. Did he send anything prior to the meeting to you? No. You didn't receive anything? Because
no.
It's customary that if she is giving us something, will be a good idea to receive the files before, then we can at least start looking at before we start the meeting.
I think you're right.
Mr. Chair. So I think there's been some confusion because Markeisha wasn't aware we were meeting this evening. And I just asked her if she can make it. She'll give us a definitive answer. And then if she can't, then I suggest that we just meet in another week or two to pick it up from there on where it comes to budget and get through the rest of whatever we have to this evening.
The date. I didn't do it without her because she's the one that's necessary.
Pretty much.
The rest of us are kind of superfluous at this point.
So she hasn't answered quite yet.
Adriana,
again? Yes, Adriana.
Mr. Chair, or Teresa, that you are in the PMB, you said that the budget, KPFT budget was accepted by the Pacifica, the previous one, by the Pacifica National Board, Do we have any modification to that one? Was accepted the way that the LSB approved it? And if it's like that, will be interesting if we have it. Because then when Markeisha bring whatever she will bring, we can compare and we can be prepared for that.
I can address that as I serve, both Sean and I serve on the National Finance Committee. A deficit budget has been sent to the NFC and from the NFC to the Pacifica National Board. There was some dismay that it's a deficit budget. Ours is not the only station to forward a deficit budget. I think it would be useful, perhaps at the meeting when Markeisha will attend, for her to explain the differences between the budget as it has been amended going forward to reflect several months of actual results and the budget that was approved by the LSB last year. Sean and I were not on the LSB at that time. I believe it was approved in August. So I think it would be very helpful if Markeisha explained the differences.
Yeah, I understand that. What I'm trying to ask is if any of you in the PMB and you, Sean, if you know which one they are referring to that they said that was modified. I understand
the 2022, the 2022 current budget year.
I understand that, Susan. My question is, normally we receive what is being called P&L. That really are the actuals. That's what I'm asking, is any of you receive it, any of you have it?
I don't.
The budget as revised, that is now a deficit budget, has actual results through, I believe that it is February. So it is a combination of actual and budget.
I thought that was distributed to the members of the LSB. Do I misremember that?
I didn't receive it. I have the budget that was approved last year, but that was
why. I can't speak to anything last year. But last year you would have been dealing with the 2020 budget.
To see the deep what's going on, the goals are not budgeted.
I truly hope that Markeisha joins us and she can address that. If not, it's 5:17. Do I have y'all back? I just dropped out for some reason and I'm back on. I'm so sorry. I just.
Sunspots.
Fell off.
Mr. Chair, may I speak? May I, have the floor, please?
Please.
I hope to be here when that budget gets approved. But I just want to say, make a statement going in that I will not vote for any budget that has a deficit. And I think this last thing was approved sort of in a funny way, and we didn't really know that they were putting it in for like, what, $200,000 budget deficit? And that's idiotic, in my humble opinion. And I can't support anything like that.
I understand that. I understand that viewpoint. You're not the only person with that view.
Point of information or point of something. Richard, what they reported is we're projected for the rest of the year to have that deficit. The 2023 budget hasn't been introduced yet.
I didn't say the 2023. I said when we do it, I will not vote for a deficit budget.
Well, you didn't last time, but we have a deficit anyway.
Adriana.
Yes, Ms. Yes, Adriana.
The different, we are handling obviously different names that we are, that's why we are confused. The budget that we approved wasn't, you are shaking now your head. Last year, the LSV approved a budget. And approving a budget is not a budget that have a deficit. What they are talking about is that budget that was approved, then reality kicked in, and now we are kind of having a deficit. But when you approve a budget cannot be approved with a deficit.
So let me just make a point of clarification. Wait. LSV approved and submitted a budget. The PNB never got to that budget. It is late in approving the 2022 budgets. And so reality has overtaken approval of those budgets.
Nobody is discussing that, Susan. We are trying to clarify the numbers and what we are saying. The budget, when the LSB approve a budget, doesn't mean that it's a deficit budget. What we are talking is the P&L that make the difference. That's why the ideal is approve a budget that is realistic. Because if not, what will happen? And you will have a budget that doesn't work at all, because being unrealistic, then you have a deficit later on.
Thank you, Adriana. We are joined by Markeisha, which we've all been waiting for. Hi, Markeisha. Can you hear us? Markeisha, I think you're muted. Markeisha?
Okay, I'm unmuted. There I am.
Hi.
Yes, here I am. I'm sorry, I didn't know if there was a meeting. I didn't get a reminder, so.
Well, that's on me. I just put it on the calendar, and I did not send you a specific reminder. I apologize. And I will do that again. I won't do that again. I will give you
I know what you mean.
Separate invitation. You are invited. You are invited to, did I get lost again?
No, you're still there. Okay.
You're invited to talk about the, where'd it go? Excuse me, folks. Mouse pad. Yeah. We look to you for some information about the current financials and the ultimate result of the
I do not have the I don't know what the final number was. Let me look in my email really quick. I don't know it off the top of my head. Let's put it that way. But currently we have just under $15,000 in the bank as far as cash is standing. And that's not really good. We all know that, right? one of the lowest amounts I've ever seen, for that matter. Let's see, what was the final number for the program? Give me a second. Sent me a report, and I don't remember what it said.
Sean Kelly, when it's appropriate, I have a question for Markeisha.
Okay, if you'll let her find her bearings, she's looking for the answer to our last question. But, of course, you'll have an opportunity. I think if we start bombing her with questions, that might distract her from what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
I said when it's appropriate.
Two seconds, 52 for 52.
Yeah, I do want to know the results of the 52 for 52.
see. Now, of course, you want that information and, okay, so. So last I knew, our 52 for 52 was at about 10,650 bucks. But
including Facebook, $12,221. Okay. There you go. That's from Nisi.
Okay. And then our last drive, was it the final number was 83,905. Of the $150,000 goal.
Adriana for the stack.
I think Ted had a question first. Ted? It's appropriate.
Markeisha, this is a question I raised before you came on the call. And it is my understanding that we have over $800,000 that has been allocated our way to find a new home for KPFT. I am wondering if you have that understanding or what your understanding is. I would also like to know if there are limits on the use of that money, or if we go out of business with $800,000 in the bank, but we can't touch it for day-to-day operations, and thus KPFT ceases to operate. Can you make some sense out of what I've just asked and respond in whatever way you feel is appropriate?
So I'm not aware of how much money there is sitting in the national office account for the sale. That's a PMB question, so any member that's on here would know that. I have not been privy to that information. I don't know anything about any plans to purchase, look, what's going on whatsoever. I have not been given any of that information.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Adriana?
Yes, Markeisha.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Do you have the last P&L?
The last one I have, I think, is from January, I believe. I think that's the last one that I shared.
Okay. Is there any way that you can forward that to us? Then sure. we can compare with whatever budget was approved in 2022 by the LSB. Then we can see the actuals and see, you know, where we are going.
Okay.
And you have an idea? Did you talk to the general manager? Did you try to, first of all, is NIDA, NETA, or the CFO, they are sending because you said the last one is from January, the last P&L, and yes. We are in April, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did they tell you why they are not sending the P&L, or?
I am not aware of that, other than maybe they're trying to work on the audit, because I know we've been doing a lot of work on that. We're trying to meet a deadline. I thought it by the end of this month, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Okay, that first. And the second thing, if you can send that to us, that will be interesting. And did you talk to the general manager? And, or in a way, are you working with him to try to make a first draft of the 2023 budget?
We have talked about it, but we have not started working on it, because we've been trying to figure out how to get some money in the door so that we can make a budget. So, we have not started working on it. Like I say, it's been conversation in the meetings we've been having, but it hasn't been started. Because I don't know if you know, the PMB, or the National Finance Committee, just passed the 2022 budget, was that last month? Was that in the, it was either the end of February, all the days run together. So in the, either the end of February or early March. Somebody from, Sean, were you on, you were on that meeting, right? What was that?
Yeah, it was early March.
Early March. Okay. So they just okay, now.
Is there any way that we can receive that budget that was approved?
Sure, I'll send that.
I thought that that had been circulated, widely. I'm sorry. Okay.
I saw the document too, Sean.
Yeah. Okay. That will be interesting if you, Markeisha, if you can, if you have that, if you can forward it to us, then we will have whatever the national committee approved in our hands. And as soon as you have the P&L, we can talk about business. And if you can send whatever you have till January, the P&L, that will be interesting too, because we can compare at least some. Thank you, Markeisha.
Okay. Thank you.
Ted for the stack.
Sure. Go ahead, Ted.
Markeisha, my understanding is that there recently was an effort that I think Teresa Allen and others was involved in. It was an effort to make outgoing phone calls to lapsed members. If you'll indulge me for a second or a few seconds, in the past, when we had a radio station and we had access to our own telephones, there were restrictions on the access to that list. There were restrictions on what phones could and could not be used. And I presume that all of that was thrown out the window as a matter of necessity. But I don't know exactly who was informed about making those calls, where they were made, what phones were used, and what we can glean from that in order to raise even more money for the station. Again, I'd like you to kind of give us your take, and maybe Teresa's hers, on what's going on and what can be done going forward.
So, as far as the lists are still under lock and key, the lists do not leave the building. They are left with, I believe Robin brings and takes the list with her. We have a Zoom account, so the calls are being made from, our Zoom account so that our number is the one that comes across the caller ID when the, donors are called. I'm not exactly sure how much money has been raised. Teresa probably knows that better because I think she's the one that's been heading up the efforts. And I'm not sure how the people are being recruited to make the phone calls. I don't know that.
Lapsed donor calls raised $5,564 and resurrected 64 memberships.
Right.
In what amount of time, if I may ask that? And how many people were doing it?
Mr. Chair, could you yield to Teresa? Because she ran it.
Yeah, Teresa ran that.
Yes, Teresa, are you able to address that?
Teresa,
the person ultimately in charge was Robin Lewis, and Rob Lee, who offered his offices, is working with her. And we had about, I would say, 12 or 13 people involved in the process. They started at like 5 o'clock and went until about 8 or 8:30. And the phones that were primarily used were the offices of Rob Lee. And Robin has been using a computer. And she has been available in case a person says, well, I've recently paid or I didn't get a premium. So Robin was available. So we could get that clarified?
Does that answer your question, Ted?
Only one follow-up to Teresa, and that is, did you deem this to be very successful, successful, moderately successful, or unsuccessful?
I would say this was moderately successful. I know that at KUHF, they have someone that calls, someone on staff that calls people before their memberships even lapse. And I would think that there should be somebody at KPFT that does that, a paid employee that is aware of big donors and is aware of what they've done in the past. And it would really make sense to call a person before their membership lapse to say, hey, it's been 11 months since you donated to KPFT. We are looking to create some sort of challenge fund. You've given $5,000 in the past. Would you like to give that?
I hope there are a lot of those calls.
I have found it also very rewarding to be able to, when I'm making those phone calls, to just listen to some of our donors and to collect some of the stories. And some of these people are willing to have their stories recorded, which would have been very useful for our anniversary and still could be useful. Some of them are very amusing or very powerful stories of how people discovered KPFT and what it's, the difference it's made in their lives. And we had a 50th anniversary party at Vera Paretti's, and someone did a video there, and I've asked that that person be contacted, that we could get the video. And I don't think it was some friend or some associate of Judon Boney, and I've never heard what that person has said. And that could have been used for a premium, or it could have just been used for playing promos throughout the day. And I think those would have been very helpful. So if Markeisha has any ideas of how we could better contact lapsed donors, I think that could be fruitful. And I would be happy to take some direction on that.
A follow-up question, Ted here.
Adriana, too.
Hey, Donna, go ahead.
Okay.
Who are you calling on?
I called on Adriana. You can ask your follow-up question when she's had a chance.
Okay. I want to share some, and I think that there's some you know, we saw the bad news. I hope that some good news will help all of us. I received the last results of the Nielsen, and they put KPFT between February and March. We have almost, 1,300 more listeners in March than in February. I think that that is a very good news. I just want to say that we have the Nielsen result from all the foundation, and we have some of them like KPFK and KPFA. They lost listeners, but KPFT have 1,300 more. I think that was something to share. At least some good news.
Before we go back to Ted, I want to welcome, we have Sal, who has joined the meeting. Hello, Sal. You're welcome to identify yourself if you like. And I take it by your silence that we'll just go to Ted. Ted?
I would like Teresa to make a motion, not really necessary, but to establish a time and date and let the board know when this will be done again so that even more of us can participate the next time. Can Teresa speak to that?
Well, this is something that was done through the development committee. So if the people on the development committee want to schedule another meeting, we'll be happy to do that with the cooperation of Robin and Rob Lee.
Thank you.
Do we have any other business that falls within the ambit of the finance committee? Actually, I did have a question of Markeisha. Are you still with us, Markeisha? I see you are.
I am.
I'm just wondering, we are so obviously upside down. We are underwater. We've talked about our efforts to increase our revenue, and we will continue to do that. Has there been any discussion on the business side of how we might reduce any of our costs?
I don't. Well, there aren't any more to reduce without us not being here. We are bare bones. There's nothing extra on our budget right now. We cut back our phone lines considerably. We cut back the internet considerably. We're not paying a light bill. We're not paying gas and water now. Not paying for trash. All those things are gone. I mean, right now,
if we get a new building, we will have them.
We will have them. So realistically, even if we had a new building now, we wouldn't be able to afford to be in it. Because I'm sure that money that they say we have will probably be spent to buy the building and to outfit it to get it ready. But there's not enough money anywhere to maintain it, even if we had it, I don't think.
Be on us to feed it, keep it alive.
Right. Sandy for the staff.
Can you repeat that, Markeisha? It was so garbled.
I'm sorry. I said if realistically, even if we were in a building right now, we don't even have funds to sustain being in that building.
Correct. Thank you. Markeisha, we've got a fun drive coming up May 1st.
May 1st, right.
To the end of May. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm working on my first fun drive show. Are there any special plans being made by staff to make this more successful than any of our last fund drives, or are we just kind of going with the flow here, so to speak?
I have not been made aware of that. Dr. Franklin is continually making changes to the programming, so that's all that I can speak to.
Okay, thanks. Uh-huh. I appreciate that.
A question from Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Markeisha, have we finished paying off the loan for the transmitter?
No.
How much is left to pay?
I would have to run a report for that. I don't know off the top of my head. But we haven't paid them
about
in over. Probably about
half?
About half. Yeah, let's go with half. I think it's a little less than that, but let's go with half. But we haven't made any payments in at least the last year and a little bit longer because of our financial situation. Just like we are not paying central services and yeah. And also, I don't know if you know, the money that we were spending like to take that transmitter, that tower down at 419 and all the expenses related to moving,
we were supposed to be reimbursed for stuff like that. The appraisals and all the stuff that went with that. And we have not been reimbursed for any of that money. Lydia had approved it and said it was going to happen. And now that she's gone, everybody seems to have amnesia. I mean, granted, it's about $26,000, but
we need is there a way to address that, whether directly or obliquely?
I mean, Julia has mentioned it to the ED. I think Dr. Franklin did as well, and she just was. I think she says that her hands are tied. Don't quote me on that, but I think that may be where we are with that. The national board has not released those funds to us.
A question, Nancy?
Yes,
Ms. Rihanna too.
Yeah, McPherson and, Susan Young. Are we paid up with, paying Nita? Is it still $30,000 a month? Because they get a little nasty when they don't get paid. I mean, that was in the past history. Y'all don't know? Okay. Sorry.
Teresa for the staff.
I'm sorry, Teresa, but I think Adriana was next. Mm-hmm. Adriana?
Yes. Yes. First of all, Markeisha, when do you think that you can have some of the info that we need for the next meeting, like the P&L, whatever you have, and the last 2022 budget that was approved at the NFC, because between the two of them we can start working, or if you have any ideas about that, that will be something to start, because then we can start working in projecting what will happen for with the 2023, right? Because like you said, you and the general manager, maybe they are too pressured with trying to reach or to get some money to keep working. Will be interesting if we can have those two things. At least this committee can start seeing if there's anything else that we can do and anything else that we could work on. Okay, let me know, when do you think that will be available, that you can send those files to us?
So I just forwarded those files to Sandy, because I don't know who all's on the committee to send the email to. So I forwarded both of those items to him and asked him to forward them. Sandy, did you receive the email? I don't see him anymore on here.
Looking for it, and he's muted.
He's looking for it. Okay.
Chair?
Teresa.
I think it's...
Oh. Teresa?
Okay, so if I understand this correctly, you're telling me that we're not paying any central services, and for the last year, the $7,000 a month that we owe toward the transmitter, we're not paying any of it? So we're $84,000 in arrears on our transmitter fees?
No, the loan to... the people, the station, KPFA, I think, loaned us money to buy that transmitter, the newest one we have, the $150,000 loan from back in 2017, I believe,
2014.
I don't know if it was that long, but we're still paying KPFA back for that. No, the transmitter tower is current. Tower rental is current. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes. No, that is and current.
Why are we paying KPFA?
They loaned us the
Nancy, money. Nancy, I'm going to ask that you not shout over people. Just say you want to be on the stack, and you know I'm going to get to you. Thank you.
Again.
Go ahead. Markeisha, you were in the middle of answering.
So, yeah. They loaned us money. They loaned us $150,000 towards the purchase of that transmitter.
That's a mistake.
So it was either they loaned it or we didn't get the transmitter. So I didn't have anything to do with that, though. So
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes. Well, I think that KPFA is trying to reshuffle that. That is not KPFA put that money, like part of the money that they own to the central, to Pacifica. It means the money that KPFD owe doesn't owe it to KPFA.
No.
Because they already took it from the money that they need to return from the national office. KPFD need to repay that money to the central office, to Pacifica, not to KPFA. KPFA put that in the account. I was in the PNB then. KPFA put that in the account to discount from the money that they owe the foundation. Okay, then we don't need to repay them. We need to repay the national office, the foundation, yes. Not KPFA.
Your hand is up.
Yeah. Markeisha, following up my last question about Fund Drive, I know what you're saying, that, you know, the programming and anything special you're not really aware of, but have you spoken plainly with staff about our need of $50,000 a month just to break even?
Yes.
And the shortfall and trying to spark a discussion on creative ways to bridge the gap. If we're not going to put on interesting programming, is there something else up our sleeve?
We have talked about it, and we're out of ideas. So,
including making programming more interesting, right?
Yeah, that's the route I think we're trying to take. Again, I'm not involved with that.
It's virtually the only available path. Pardon my sense.
And
y'all are frozen. Sorry about that. I lost my connection again. And y'all are still frozen.
And, there is of almost, I want to say it's either 160,000 or it's a large deficit, but the NFC went ahead and approved it because they wanted it to be realistic. A great deal of that goes back to the fact that our central services amount is so high in relation to our income. And again, for those that know, it was calculated on averages maybe 8-9 years ago when we were making money, and now we're still expected to pay that same amount when we can't. So.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions, Markeisha?
How much is that, per month, the amount we're expected to pay central services compared to the other stations?
You know, I think our amount's the lowest, Teresa. I mean, the $12,000, well, it's almost $14,000 you're supposed to pay a month, but that's the lowest amount. 11.8 is to the national office and 1500 is to PRA. I know some of the other stations pay, probably upwards of $100,000 a month. Well, KPFA probably pays close to $100,000 a month.
Adriana?
Ted for the stack.
Yes, Ted.
It's my understanding that the development committee is scheduled to meet next week. I would like that to be confirmed and to suggest that we, as a committee, meet with them to explore ideas for raising money and coordinating the next phone call effort. I'm wondering what other people think about that.
How about you just join the development committee, Ted?
I'd like to be informed by if Teresa can assist by sending me, but I'd suggest everybody on this committee get a reminder of the time and date of the meeting, if it's in person, where it's meeting.
Don't we all get the automated reminders? If you're on the LSB, don't you get the automated reminder?
Teresa.
That's why I thought Markeisha knew about the meeting. I assumed, aside from the fact that we talked about having it tonight at the last meeting, but maybe I'm just ignorant, but I've been getting constant reminders of the upcoming meetings, including this one. Does not the entire LSB get those same notices?
By committee, all the committee members.
Deanna? Teresa?
Teresa, you got your hand up?
Yes. When a committee has attended the first meeting or asked for an excused absence, they're on the committee. Or if they attend three meetings, they're voting members of the committee. When a person tells me they want to be notified of a meeting, they might not be a voting member, but they might want to be notified of the meeting. I put them on the KPFT list, and they're notified a week before the meeting, a couple days before the meeting, and then the day of the meeting, I think. Or maybe it's the day before. So, at the last LSB meeting, with my report, I also sent an attachment to the minutes, to the whole LSB, so you know what the committee is doing. And if anybody wanted to know what the committee is doing, all they had to do was call me, and I would be happy to send them anything they wanted. So that's that question.
Your hand is up.
Yes.
I want to come back to this meeting, the finance. I will ask you, like our treasurer, and Susan Young, that is the director that is in the finance committee, right? I will ask the two of you, if you be so kind that talk to the finance committee and to the PMB, because normally the National Finance Committee is the one that made the calculation of how much money we pay for central services. And because this is a formula that had to do, like Markeisha just explained, is according to your income, to the income that the station received. And like she said, we are overpaying what we are overburdened at this point. Even when we are not paying, we are having that like a debt, like we are in arrears. And I believe that will be important that our PMB members go to the National Finance Committee and the treasurer and explain the situation to them and ask for a formula that have something to do with reality. Okay? I think that should be the way to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana.
I've just gone to tape. Excuse me. May I have the floor?
Of course, Ted.
I've just gone to kpftx.org, and what I found was that the development committee meets next Tuesday. It says 7 o'clock, but I think that's Eastern time.
Yes.
So I think it's 6 p.m. our time.
Yes.
And it's a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Okay. You've established that.
No, it's a Maestro call.
Okay.
Can we Nancy set this back for the next one, please?
Yes, Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy. You were first.
What Sean was saying, Sean is not ignorant. That's a good idea if we send to the whole LSB, the finance, even the members that are not, committee members of the finance committee. I mean, I think we should all be up on our toes on it. So it's not bad to send it to them. They know if they're a committee member or not. Just saying.
And the chair appreciates the unsolicited vote of confidence. Adriana? Adriana, you wanted to be heard?
Yes. What I was saying is if we, I think that we already accomplished what the finance committee need to accomplish. Markeisha, we can liberate her and we can set at our next appointment because we are talking about a bunch of issues that can be resolved other ways. And are not directly related to the finance committee. I don't know, some of you, I think, that are in the same situation. We have other obligations. I don't have any problem to stay here if we talk about finance, but no, if we talk about other issues that are not related to finance. Can we set our time and date for the next meeting? But we need for that, Markeisha telling us, you know, when she think that she will have better numbers for us or more actual numbers than the one that we receive.
I think Adriana's comments are cogent. If there's no other business, Markeisha, and I know we asked you this last time, but when do you think you would be available and able to provide either any of those items and or a rough draft, first draft of the 23 budget?
When's this next meeting?
Well, that kind of turns on you.
Okay.
We don't have much of a meeting without you.
Okay. So what is this a certain day of the week, third Wednesday? So when would that third Wednesday be?
I have a job tonight. This has been very inconvenient for me. Fourth Wednesday, and in fact, the fourth Wednesday of this month, next Wednesday would work for me, or first Wednesday works, but not our board meetings on the second or the third.
Third Wednesday works for me.
Wednesday, May 18th or Wednesday, May 25th are our options.
May 18th would work.
Will that work? Okay. We'll take a vote. I take it we have at least one objection to meeting on the 18th. Is that right, Ted? Or are you going to let that go?
Well, no, I'm not going to let it go, but I just want to discuss this. It is it is a motion, and Markeisha is certainly entitled to make it. My question to her is the third Wednesday the only night of the month when you're available?
I can do that Tuesday. But I thought y'all prefer Wednesday.
Well, we've got development. No. Tuesday would have worked. I mean, I have a rotary meeting, but I can miss that.
You know, is an objection? That's why I say, who else is objecting?
Yeah, there's a P&B meeting, which is going to conflict with that.
Wednesday, May 18th. I move we meet then.
Let me ask a question. So what's wrong with May the 4th, Wednesday, May the 4th?
Star Wars Day.
I think Markeisha said that the 18th was better.
That's just 2 weeks away, basically, yeah.
Yeah, to come up with a budget, right?
We're in drive, too, don't forget.
Yeah, we're going to be in drive. And we'll be in drive the whole month, but we'll just be starting the drive, so.
So we have a motion. Are there any objections? I take it by your silence. that there are no objections. So the next meeting will be on May 18th. And at 5 o'clock, Markeisha. And I apologize if I was mistaken. I am relatively new here, and I'm sorry if I assumed that you got the same notices that that we did. I will make a note to myself to reach out to you in advance of the 18th. I do hope you'll put it on your calendar.
I'm putting it on my calendar now.
A chair, this is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Yeah, the members of the committee and their contact information needs to be sent to the PMB secretary, and then she gives it to Otis so that Markeisha should get the reminders just like everybody else, so other people don't have to be worrying about, you know, doing things. Every member should get a reminder if Otis has gotten it from the PMB secretary, who's gotten it from the LSB secretary.
Or just call Otis. Move to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Wait a second. I had an agenda item that I posted this morning, and it would resolve a problem that Sandy Weinman has been ragging me and maybe others about, and that is board members that are not dues-paying members. And the chair, please read that agenda item.
I do not have. My email is not open. If you would like to read your motion, you may.
I'll give me a minute, and I will attempt to find it. Is there anyone, while I'm looking for it, is there anyone who can paraphrase it? I'm almost there.
If we need you, it's your motion.
Okay, I have it.
Go ahead.
Should this pass, it should be placed on the agenda for our LSB meeting in April. In addition to fulfilling our current requirements for running for a seat on a local station board, those individuals elected must remain in good standing throughout their term, generally 3 years. For example, pay annual dues, volunteer appropriate hours, or receive a waiver. For those people filling a vacancy, they shall be given 30 days to become a member in good standing. Failure to fulfill the proceeding shall result in automatic removal from the board.
I'll let you read that.
That is my motion.
I'll let you read that. We had a point of information. Sandy?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I believe I made a motion to adjourn, which is not debatable. Seems like we need to vote on that.
It is debatable when there are other items on the agenda.
Chair, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to rule the motion out of order. That's not a matter for the Finance Committee. That's a matter for some other committee. That's a matter that has nothing to do with finance. Take it to governance.
I appeal the decision of the chair. I appeal your decision. Fine.
Then we'll vote. Okay.
No, it's debatable, and I would like to
speak your motion
to your ruling.
I've ruled your motion out of order, Ted. You've appealed it, so we'll have a vote on whether your motion is, in fact, out of order. Okay? That's what we're going to do.
Sean, I know Robert's rules of order. You apparently don't, and this is debatable.
Ted, we have a point of order. Please quit shouting over me. We have a point of order. Yes.
No,
Sandy.
Just simply, I think the member is out of order. Please call him to order. Thank you.
Consider yourself called.
Softly, I will say I appeal the decision of the chair.
Do you want to vote on your appeal?
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Ask, you're appealing the ruling of the chair. How then, if you don't want to vote on your appeal, how would you wish to proceed?
Well, I do want to vote on my appeal, but first there is some discussion. Each member has a right to speak once, except the chair that can speak twice. First and or second and last.
Ted,
that's Roberts.
Ted, you've got a couple minutes. Please discuss. We will all listen with rapt attention.
And then please. I would like to say something.
Would you really? Okay, please go ahead, Ted.
Okay, the suggestion that this is not a matter for the Finance Committee without suggesting some other committee. We did have a governance committee, but it has been put on hiatus. This is a financial matter in that it could generate significant money for the station. It could establish that every member of the board is a member of the station in good standing, financially paid up, etc. Right now, members of the board do not have to be paid up members. The bylaws only say that you have to be a member to run for the local station board. So this matter can come from this committee. It can come from any committee. If the majority of this body does not want this matter to be taken up, okay, fine, well and good. But the harassment that has been coming from our chair and perhaps other people about are you paid up or you're not paid up when it is not a requirement at this time, and they don't want to address it, well, they either need to put up or shut up. That's my point.
Wounded, Ted. Teresa, you said you had something to say.
Yes. Ted, I noticed that when you sent your motion out, you sent it to the PNB, you sent it to a member of WBAI, Serene Roberts. You sent it to the executive director. You know, to me, this does not sound like you're very serious about the LSB dealing with this individually. To me, it sounds like it's a political ploy to impress or pull in all kinds of other people that are not the ones making this decision. And I think that kind of affects my willingness or unwillingness to discuss this at the KPFT Finance Committee. You know, we're calling lapsed donors. Other committees, and you should know this more than anyone because you have been active on boards, and, you know, that one should be expected to be generous to the foundation or the nonprofit that you belong to without reminders. And I think you could be a leader in this rather than
point of order.
Going through these strange gymnastics.
This is a personal attack. It is not addressing the issue at hand.
Do we have any other discussion? Ted, yes, go ahead, Sandy.
Call the question.
I have my hand up. What am I supposed to do, Mr. Chair?
I'm getting ready to call the question, but we have more discussion. Yes, Adriana.
No, my point is, what Ted is saying, I think that we can eliminate all this personal, you know, back and forth and trying to decide what is the, you know, why people are doing this or that. I think that what Ted is saying with his motion, I think that that's the idea, need to be done like amendment of the bylaws. I think that that is what he's trying to put here. And then the thing of talking about what his ulterior motives are, I think that doesn't make any sense. And I hope that we refrain ourselves for, you know, attaching motives to people. We can agree or disagree with his motion, voted yes or no, but please spare all of us all these, you know, fights, because I don't have the time for all of this when doesn't have nothing to do with the motion itself. We can vote it yes or no, agree or disagree.
All right. Well, let's do just that, because Ted is, first of all, is there any other discussion or can we call Ted's question? He has appealed the ruling of the chair that his motion has nothing to do with finance. Going once, going twice. Madam Secretary, will you please call the vote?
Request for information. What are we voting on? Are we voting on sustaining the chair's decision?
Susan, I can't hear you. While Ted was talking, you're muted, but you started talking first. Get the cat off your keyboard so you can unmute.
That's exactly the cat put the mouse on the floor. Okay, as I understand it, the vote is to, if you vote yes, you're supporting the chair's ruling that Ted's motion is out of order. If you vote no, you are disagreeing with the chair's ruling. And I am starting with Sandy.
Sandy votes yes, sustain. Thank you.
Okay. Richard Uzzell.
Richard,
still here?
Richard dropped.
Okay, Adriana.
No.
Okay. Let's see. Nancy. Nancy Sabaranaratomi?
I don't see her on the screen.
Okay, so she may be off. Teresa?
Yes.
Ted?
No.
Okay, Susan Young? Yes. Sean?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses. And 2 no's and 2 missing in action. So the yeses, that vote succeeds.
Teresa for the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
Teresa for the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
Could I just ask for one thing before our next meeting, of Markeisha, if she's still on the call?
She appears to be. Yes.
When I'm looking at the budget, that was sent to us, I see that we spent like $15,000 on postage. And I would like to, for what the postage is applied to, I mean, imagine it's to send out mailings and it's also to send out premiums. I would like to know if she can tell us, for the postage that's sent on mailings, what's the return on that?
Mr. Chair, with apologies to Teresa, there was a motion to adjourn that was not debatable, and I suggest that these questions be sent to Markeisha.
Okay, well, is she on the phone to acknowledge that?
I heard you, but go ahead and send me an email, Teresa, so
thank
that
you.
I can.
Yeah. We have a motion to adjourn. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks, everyone.
6:19 p.m. Central.
At 6:19.
6:19 p.m.
Thank you all.
Have a good evening.
Bye.